You're listening to the Radio Wales Art Show. I'm Nicola Haywood-Thomas. From the 5th to the 8th of May, new music and extraordinary soundscapes will take centre stage at the Royal Welsh College of Music and Drama in Cardiff. Now, the events form part of the Atmospheres Festival, introducing the best new works from the next generation of composers, with fusions of electronic and acoustic music, abstract sounds and music that explores our own humanity. The range is vast. So here's just a taste of what you can expect. We can talk about our days. Certainly a real mix of sounds there. But to tell us more about the festival, I'm joined in the studio by the Royal Welsh College of Music and Drama's Head of Composition, John Hardy. John, this is the first Atmospheres Festival since 2019, I think, due to COVID.
Hi, Nicola. Thanks for having me on to talk about the Atmospheres Festival. Well, once the virus first hit us in 2020, my close colleague Odilon Marcenaro, a wonderful technical genius, within 24 hours had started and set up a radio station. And in 2020, our Atmospheres Festival entirely took place on internet radio. So we were able to carry on. And then last year, 2021, we were able to do a festival, although the number of people who could come into the building was very restricted. So in that sense, yes, I suppose it is the first full-on version for quite some time.
So you're going to be welcoming people into the Royal Welsh College of Music and Drama in Cardiff, and loads and loads of different events and very different sounds.
30, I think I'm right in saying, 30 events over the 3 days, the Friday to the Sunday, and then other things spilling out onto the Thursday and the Monday following as well. So yes, there's an awful lot. But really, welcoming is the word, and we would love to encourage people, maybe young people, maybe people still at school and their mums and dads or anybody, to come along and try stuff. It's all very friendly. There's nothing particularly frightening about it. There's a huge variety of different things. There's dance, there's film, there's very technological music with loudspeakers and strange sounds. And then there's much more conventional performed music with real instruments, acoustic instruments and so on. So in a way, it's a shop window for the huge range of activity that happens in our composition department.
And you've got a full-scale composition department, I mean, undergraduate and postgraduate students there, and a fair number at the conservatoire here.
Yes, we have 40 or 41 composition students at the moment. And the ones who are about to graduate are the ones who are normally picked and sort of welcomed to present an element of their work at the Atmospheres Festival as a sort of a showcase, I suppose, or shop window of something that they can do. It doesn't have to be comprehensive. It doesn't have to try and sum up everything they've ever thought of. But it's a chance to be themselves and to dare to put their voice out there in a way, and to encourage people to come and to listen and to collaborate with other people in other parts of the college. Some dancers, actors are getting involved. We've got opera singers, we've got design, lighting design, of course, sound reinforcement, pre-recorded elements, live modification with electronics. It's all happening in the building.
It certainly is. But we caught up with one of the young composers that will be taking part in the festival. So we should hear now from Ella Roberts. This is what she had to say.
My show is called Elegantly Destroy. It gets its name from a line of a poem by the poet Ralph Waldo Emerson. And the poem's actually called Water. It was very kind of ahead of its time in terms of its themes. It talks mainly about the climate crisis. And I just thought it was actually really apt and kind of quite relevant to what's happening today with our climate. And all of the music I've created for the show is created from environmental sounds. and the human voice. So I've kept it to these two elements. And I start off with a very natural paradise with these recordings, and slowly they're warped into something a lot darker, more disconnected, which really charts that deterioration of the climate. My favourite part of composition is that idea of collaboration and connecting with other people. And I've really had that through the process of creating Elegantly Destroy, because I've been able to work with actors and our head of movements, Drew and Leslie. But then to be able to kind of present that collaboration to an audience and then make that connection with an external group of people, and then they become part of the show too. It's a really lovely experience, and I think it's so important as a composer to be able to actually showcase your work and kind of maybe some that will spark interest or inspire them in some way. So my show Elegantly Destroy will be presented in the Richard Burton Theatre at the Royal Welsh College of Music and Drama on the 8th of May at 6:30 p.m.
Well, Ella Roberts, the composer, giving us a bit of an insight into her work that will be performed at the Atmospheres Festival. John Hardy is still with me. It was interesting to hear Ella there talk about the joy of collaborating. And it comes back to what Anthony and Kel Mancena were saying about an imaginary divide between acting and dance. Mm. These link-ups are really important for composers.
They really are. I mean, Ella is now coming towards the end of her fourth year. I can't believe that the time has gone so quickly. She came to us as an 18-year-old, a little bit shy, perhaps. I hope she won't mind me saying that. But she kind of drank it all in. She went to all the... It's an arts centre as well as an educational institution. She went to the performances. She did collaborations with people. She put herself forward to do music for some of the college drama productions, for example. As so many of the students have done, she started to forge her own path, pursuing her own particular interests and building the confidence to speak. I mean, you heard the confidence that she spoke with there. I'm so impressed with these people. They've all each got their own sort of personal preoccupations and interests and research and things that they push, and yet they're open to other people's ideas as well.
And that's very interesting, because composition covers such a wide range of work. Yeah. And I think we've managed to knock on the head the idea that these young composers are sitting in their rooms just beavering away in isolation. It's not like that at all. I mean, I'm just so impressed by, you know, these sort of 18 or 20 or 22-year-olds who have got the vision to be composers.
Yes, absolutely. They have got the vision. And also, the skills that you learn on the four-year undergraduate course or the two-year postgraduate course, they're very transferable skills. You learn about technology, you find your way around a recording studio, you learn about mixing and mastering, as well as counterpoint and harmony and orchestration and everything. So as you're beginning to build your reputation as an independent composer, you're also useful to lots of people in the things that they might need. For example, I don't know, sound recording or helping people to record their own ideas and all sorts of collaborative variations on the world of composing.
I mean, away from your academic work and teaching work, I mean, you do a lot of collaborative work in terms of film and television scores. And how do you manage to fit that in as well?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, it is collaboration is absolutely the key. For those that have been following it, Hidden, for example, Kreith, the last episode of the last series is on tomorrow night on BBC4 and on iPlayer. Yes, and the people who create the music for that, with my involvement, but not my full-time involvement at the moment because things have been very demanding at college, are all former Royal Welsh composition students. And we've built up a very close collaborative relationship over the years. And each one of them is a composer in their own right, very happy and able to go off and do their own thing. But we've created this incredible team, Benji, Tick and Sam, who work with me and sometimes without me to create the most beautiful music with great skill and competence. So I'm hugely proud of that.
And it really underlines the fact that there are work avenues for people with compositional skill and talent.
There are some very talented Welsh and Welsh-based composers working away in all sorts of respects, music for film, television, games, trails. I was listening to a seminar by a brilliant young composer who came to the junior Welsh college some years ago, Jordan Price, for example. Jordan Rees, sorry. He was talking about his work, and he's based in Cardiff. He's working away full-time, flat out. There are many people, and there are many opportunities. So, yes. Don't be afraid to be a composer.
I think you've made the case for it, John.
And don't be afraid to come and hear atmospheres. Just dip the toe in the water and come and experience a few things. Even if you're only 7 years old or 17 years old or 97 years old, there'll probably be something for you.
Yeah, because we're back to that huge range and creating magical sound worlds, I guess.
Yes.
Lovely. Atmospheres Festival is at the Royal Welsh College of Music and Drama. It's on from the 5th until the 8th of May, and full details can be found
at Royal Welsh College of Music and Drama. That's rwcmd.ac.uk/events or what's on, I think it is, and then look for Atmospheres or Awyrgylch if you're a Welsh speaker.
John Hardy, thank you very much indeed.